producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it's their original line, which had no name, or the DC-3 line, which was the Travis Haley collaboration, the Scorpion line, which redefined Kydex carriage, or the Contact series, which caused me to throw a bunch of stuff away. G-Code continues to lead in innovation. They don't look at anybody. They're the ones setting the market. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. There are gun rights organizations. And, you know, for the national ones, you know, everybody's heard their names and everything else. But there's very, you know, some of the state organizations, they don't really get as much of their due as sometimes I think they should be given. And some of these entities are actually quite aggressive the way they attack something in whichever state they may happen to reside in. And that is certainly true of my next guest, who he has come out of the chute this year. I mean, they've been around for quite some time. A lot of people that I respect are involved with them. And now they're actually, I mean, punching it heavy and hard, joining me for the first time ever. We've talked about him a lot here with Sean Maloney, but joining me for the first time is the head of the Buckeye Firearms Association, Jim Irvine. Good morning, sir.
Bill Frady, it's great to be here. It's embarrassing that I haven't been on your show before. That's my fault. I know the invitation's been there for a long time, but I am excited to be here this morning.
Well, you know, you've been busy. I fully get that busy thing. I get it. Am I wrong in stating that you guys are a little more bold and a little more aggressive towards achieving whatever end you set your sights on? Because I sure don't see that many people out there doing some of the stuff you do.
Well, I think part of it is we're just really fortunate in that Buckeye Firearms Association and our foundation have the right people that just happen to come together that makes us extremely effective. And, having Sean is a big piece of that. We've got Dean Reek does our marketing and our raffles and stuff. We got Chad Bowles doing website stuff. We've got Linda Walker going about. We've just got a neat team of people that really come together, and the one rule is when anybody joins, because we're all volunteers, is the cause comes first. All of the petty differences and the little disagreements over this way or that way, they don't matter. The cause comes first, and we've got a bunch of people who bought into that, and that really, I think, is the secret to our success.
Indeed. With, I mean, what you just described, I mean, you guys aren't afraid to go outside of the box to find the right collaborator to get out there to bring more impact to any program that you put together, are you?
No. We want the best. Like, I get kids. I want the best for my kids. I think every parent wants that. So what we want to do is go out and partner with the best. We want to work with the best. So, like, with our FASTER, our school program, this isn't something that we put together as a bunch of activists. This is something we went out and looked at what the nation's experts are saying on this topic and help work with them to put together a program. And I think it works really well.
Sean and I have talked about the FASTER program. For those of you that don't know, that means Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response, which is... tooling up the teachers, and you guys have come up with a syllabus, and you go around, and my understanding is you started showing the effectiveness of this kind of training to the Ohio legislature.
Yeah, we worked with the legislature. We worked first with school people. This originated right after Sandy Hook.
Right.
We were going on a town hall meeting just like after all these mass killings, and Ken Hansen called me up and said, I hate these things. We say our points, they say their points. We repeated nausea and we come back after the next mass killing, but nothing ever changes. Why don't we do something? I said, well, that's great. What do you want to do? He said, why don't we do a class? Why don't we train the teachers to carry firearms so that they might actually stop the next killing instead of doing a press conference after the next killing? And so really the whole thing came together. He checked on the law. I checked with John Benner of Tactical Defense Institute, and John was already working on a class. Ken said, hey, law lets us play ball in this arena. So we announced that we were going to do a class for 24 educators. We were going to pay for the tuition, the hotels, the ammunition, which is about 1,000 rounds a person, and we'd even cater it. We were going to pay for everything. And the media, some of the media mocked me. You know, teachers don't want to carry guns. Do you even think 24 people are going to sign up? And I said, yeah, well, in the first couple of weeks, we had over 1,000. And what we learned was these educators, look, they'll stand in front of a firing AR-15 in an attempt to save not their children, but our children. Mothers everywhere will die for their kids. It's kind of common in the animal kingdom. The humans are no different. What is uniquely different is our teachers, our educators are willing to die for our kids. And when you have someone that is that dedicated, we owe it to them to get them the tools and the skills to respond, not to just die for our kids, but to stop the killing for our kids, to end the violence as quickly as possible, and then start treating our injured kids, hug all our kids, and send them back home to mom and dad. That's what we want when one of these events happens. So, yeah, this program is designed to do it, and it's gotten a lot of attention, but it is really neat. Even law enforcement who are opposed to it when they first heard about it, once they take the time and learn what we're doing, they go, wow, yeah, that's really good. And it's a 3-day class. It's incredibly intensive. And it's not to get in the class, you've already got to have your concealed handgun license. And for somebody who that's all they have, we require them to do a primer class and get them ready. We started doing that as an optional thing in year two. We required it in year three. And everybody who's done the class said absolutely they were glad they did it. It should be required. Because the 3-day class is just, it's a little bit overwhelming if you've never done any firearms training beyond just like a basic pistol class or something. And I love the basic pistol class. I'm an instructor, but it's not a gunfighting class. It's an introduction to guns type of class. So the 3-day class incorporates mindset, a lot of shooting. We'll shoot 800 to 1,000 rounds. But then also, how do we solve this puzzle? You know, the where do you go and what do you do in the logistics of actually stopping someone, not just shooting at paper. And then we test that out with force-on-force training on the third day. And the last thing we have them do is we shoot Ohio's law enforcement qualification. So it's the same standard that police get judged on to carry a gun. We make our teachers do that. But we hold them to a higher standard than law enforcement. We add an extra stage where they have to shoot while moving, and we allow them less than the half the misses that law enforcement gets. We hold them to a lot higher standard because, let's face it, they're in a school with a bunch of kids. You cannot afford a miss there. You've got to be able to put your shots on target under stress. So we make them prove that they can do it. And that's a neat thing. They leave ready to prepare, ready to do battle in this. Now, you know, people, how do you know they can do this? We don't know because they're not tested.
And, hang on. Let me get you hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. For those of you that want to check out the FASTER program, you can go to BuckeyeFirearms.org in addition to everything else they've got going on there. They have a seminar coming up October the 24th, Preparing for Terror, the Massacre Coming to Your School. Check that for more information. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Buckeye Firearms Association is Jim Irvine. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. ...27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, kicking off the week. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. By the way, I wear a Patriot necklace if you haven't gone and gotten yours yet. It's just a little something you can get that, you know, I wear the 308 round. Yeah, I've got that hanging right on top of my open heart surgery scar. That's a story all by itself. And a part of the proceeds goes to help out veterans' causes. Very worthy cause, you know, $9, and you get to wear a real round, albeit not one that's going to go off. Check them out. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I run, whether it's outside the waistband with the OSH or inside the waistband with the NCOG. That indestructible Kydex gives me just the, I just feel warm and fuzzy thinking about it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Buckeye Firearms Association is Jim Irvine, and we were talking, you were talking about something, but I do want to talk about the seminar you got coming up, but please finish what you were saying, please.
Yeah, so it's a three-day class with the FASTER, and then what we've done, the second year they said teachers were clearing school, says what else can you do? So we added a level two class, another 3 days with lots of scenarios, and then this year we have added in-school training. So now instead of them coming to the school, to the shooting school, we go to their school for 2 days, and we train their people in their school buildings for 2 days. And we incorporate the people who aren't carrying firearms. We do some TC3, some tactical combat casualty care with them, so that we've got people who can stop the killing, we've got people who can stop the injured. And the other thing is we invite in the local law enforcement, because they're coming on event day, so let's train together. And what's really neat is by the end of this time, you see a responding law enforcement officer linking up with a teacher in a hallway using partner tactics to move down the hallway, solve their problem effectively and efficiently. And they're not working as a cop and a teacher. They're working as friends. They're working as partners, as teammates in this. And that bond lasts outside the beyond the class. I mean, these people, they now have a new respect and understanding for each other's jobs, and they'll work together. And this pays dividends in other ways. One of our schools actually worked together, and they stopped an act of killing that was planned at one of our schools about a year ago. So that was a neat thing, because it's the ultimate success, the event that never happened. And another one, law enforcement came to the school and said, hey, quietly, we need some help on this. And the bottom line, in under an hour, the school was able to help work with the law enforcement, identify two murders, and actually a murder that had crossed multiple state lines and stuff like that. And they helped solve, you know, hey, who identify a person and help solve this crime. And that's the relationship that's possible when our schools and our law enforcement are working together. That's where this is headed long term, not just in Ohio, but in the nation, because we don't have a choice. This is the way to go. So it's neat what's going on. FasterSavesLives.org. Sign up, and we'll look at everybody and let us know. But yeah, let's talk about some terrorism stuff.
Well, I mean, one thing I want to point out about what you're doing, that's all local initiatives, which is really the way all that stuff is supposed to work. And it's only when the feds get involved, everything to me sort of becomes a Charlie Foxtrot. You guys have got a webinar or some seminar coming up called Preparing for Terror, the Massacre Coming to Your School. This is your acknowledgement, which not many people talk about. You're talking about the nightmare.
Yeah.
And, you know, the nightmare to a certain degree with a faster trained school. That nightmare scenario is it's not nearly as bad to face. It's still going to be bad, but I mean, you're talking about stuff that nobody wants to talk about with that one.
Yeah, we're talking about a terrorist attack on our schools, and you know, it's funny. Just the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition this past weekend, you know, they got a picture of soldiers standing behind tires. Tension explodes. The key thing there, violence is spreading. The headline says, the group Hamas calling for an escalation of confrontation. Hamas is state-sponsored terrorism. Iran helps sponsor them. In Syria, you know, Obama's choosing between multiple bad options. Another article talks about the U.S.'s fading footprint in the Middle East. And, you know, terrorism is real, but we tend to think of terrorism as that somebody else's problem. That doesn't happen in the U.S. Well, it is a pilot for American Airlines. It absolutely does happen in the U.S. The events on 9/11 started with my coworkers being murdered when those airplanes were flown into the towers. So, you know, don't think it can't happen here. And the scary part is we have a whole lot more clues and evidence and signs that they're going to attack our schools than we did that they were going to attack our airplanes. And John Guidick is really the expert on this topic in Beslan, which the U.S. media billed a large part as Chechen rebels versus Mother Russia. And certainly there was an element of that there, but they needed that local knowledge. And we're dealing with the same thing here. It's what law enforcement calls the unholy trinity. And that is the link between state-sponsored terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIL, Hamas, our Mexican drug cartels, big business in the drug business, but also realize that's the importation business. They've imported people as well as drugs. And local gangs, MS-13 being the largest, they've got over 20,000 members. Well, that relationship allows the terrorists to import people through the Mexican drug gangs. We know they've done it. We know we've lost them. We know they're on our soil right now, and they've been here for years. And the local gangs with the local knowledge, just like the Chechen rebels in Beslan, to help them learn the lay of the land. Hey, where are cops frequent? Where do they never show up? Which cops are crooked? Where can we bribe an official? And that sort of thing. What school officials are lax on this, where we can set up a good plan. Mohammed Atta was a frequent flyer. He's the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. He spent years studying and planning meticulously. Stood on a bet day, they were very successful. And the experts tell us it's going on right now in our schools. It is going on right here in our local communities.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming back. Coming up on that break again. That, you know, this is the, you know, you get going good and then you got a break. It's horrible.
You got to pay the bills.
There you go. Buckeye Firearms Association, you can find them at buckeyefirearms.org. Find out more about this seminar he's describing. Register there. They've got all of the stuff there. John Guiduck will be the speaker there, I presume, and he'll be bringing it all to you in horrible reality. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings us 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your reaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. You know, one time I built something I called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, and of course, I thought I was way ahead of the curve, of course, and then the Contact series came out from G-Code. Then after the soft crying, I burned everything and got the Traveler's Bag, and I have not looked back. Check them out. Find out what I'm talking about. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Buckeye Firearms Association is the head of Buckeye Firearms Association, Jim Irvine. Before you go further with this seminar you've got coming up, I've got a question in the chat room. Sure. One of the listeners, his wife is a teacher in Michigan, and they would like to know how they could get the ball moving in their district more than just getting her info. How would they approach the administration of the school? I think is the question he's asking.
First thing for them to do, go to FasterSavesLives.org and sign up for the training and let us know you want the help so we can go there. But then also, in Michigan, unfortunately, right after Sandy Hook, they had a law that allows them to do this, and their governor vetoed it. So work with their state rep. They've got to change their law to be able to do this. Right now, Michigan law does not even allow schools to make up their own decision. It takes away the local control. They're not allowed to follow the unanimous advice of the experts. It requires them to leave our kids unsafe. The legislature needs to readdress that and get that through. But aside from all of that, start with medical stuff. You start with, because that's legal everywhere. You ask schools, hey, do you guys have trauma kits? And they say, well, we got first aid kits. And I say, great, because you get a lot of boo-boos, you need a lot of Band-Aids. Do you have a trauma kit? And they look at you going, I don't even know what a trauma kit is. And you've got to have compression bandages, tourniquets, and chest seals, and people trained how to use them. That they've got AEDs, they've got EpiPens, they've got fire extinguishers, they've got things to deal with threats. They need a trauma kit to deal with trauma injuries.
Right.
And it's, we can do like a 3-hour class is really what you need to learn how to use those three things. That'll stop 70 to 90% of trauma injuries. And yeah, it applies for active killing, certainly, but what about a shop accident? A kid puts his hand through a glass, a bleacher collapse, a car accident, sometimes a bad sports injury. You can actually die from the bleeding from it. So tourniquets stop that problem right now. Everyone's, oh, you're going to lose the limb. Nonsense. That's a myth. Our medical community taught that for 100 years, and now they've said, hey, we made a mistake. And they haven't tweaked it. They've done a complete reversal on the policy. On mass casualty type things, the tourniquet is no longer the last thing we try. It's the first go-to item because you do not lose a limb putting on a properly applied tourniquet in a reasonable amount of time. Up to, I think it's 4 hours, zero loss of limb, not even any nerve damage. Right now, there's probably 1,000 people in our country undergoing surgery that have tourniquets on. It's neat. We're risking nothing on it. Put them on even 6 to 10 hours, no loss of limbs, 2% chance of minor nerve damage. So you've got to have these things, and you've got to put them on. And work with them on that first, because that opens, now that's the discussion starter a lot of times for the district to go, hey, we need to do something. Because too often, this problem is so overwhelming, and it's just outside their comfort zone, that they freeze, they do nothing. So bring them along in baby steps. Get them doing this. The other thing is, all right, if you can't have a gun in a school, you can still employ a lot of the same stuff. You can learn how to barricade your doors. You can learn how to set an ambush. You can learn how to use improvised weapons. And that's part of our training also, because we realize the dynamics in schools. Just because you're not armed with a gun doesn't mean you're disarmed. It just means we've got to use a different tool to stop this threat. Would I rather have a gun dealing with somebody shooting an AR at me? Absolutely. But if I don't, if I'm in a classroom, I can set a very effective ambush and deal with the problem with a wrench, with a baseball bat, with a three-hole punch, with a chair, with all kinds of things that are already there and stop that killer.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the trend in my state of South Carolina, they have rebuilt a bunch of schools, and these things have become multi-floor facilities with very little. I mean, the windows now have been diminished. And I presume a lot of that is due to the new world that we live in. However, in a state like South Carolina, where we don't have armed teachers, they have this lockdown approach. If something like this happens, they're locked down. And then my biggest complaint with a lockdown scenario is that they're locked. The guy's locked out, but they're locked in. And if the guy's outside the door and he's got enough ammo and enough patience, he'll get in that door. Why don't they? I mean, wouldn't it be pretty simple just to go? You can find these things at a used car wash. You get those little emergency pop hammers that will shatter glass and just have some sort of means to get down the side of a wall or something and get away, besides just being locked in and hoping he doesn't hear in the classroom that there's kids in the classroom.
Yeah. Lockdown is interesting. I don't dislike lockdown. I like lockdown. It has its place. But if that's the only part of your plan, that's negligence. If someone is killing all of the people in your building, get out of your building. If there's no one left in the building, he's killing everyone in, our death toll is going to be a lot lower. Kind of common sense. If the building's on fire, get out of the building. If there's a killing going on in the building, get out of the building if you can safely do so. And if that's not part of the emergency plan in your schools are negligent. And talk to them. Parents, get involved. They have got to change their policies. Law enforcement, part of it, I go through this long thing of killing after killing after killing after killing, where law enforcement keeps changing their procedures and how they respond to this stuff. I mean, what have we done in education? Nothing. We've repeated the same failure over and over and over again for 50 years. Well, why is it the enlightened educators are the last ones to learn? I mean, that's embarrassing. So
it is.
I'll chide with them a joke, but really, they need to address some of this stuff and do a better job at it. Now, the other thing with lockdowns, let's look at a couple places where they've got lockdown procedures. Centennial High School out near Denver, Colorado, and
right.
Sandy Hook up in Newtown, Connecticut. They both had lockdown procedures. And they both had an individual come in who was intent on killing a lot of people and had the tools and resources to kill a lot of people. In Newtown, Connecticut, the bottom line is they didn't get lockdown implemented. They didn't get it done, even though that was in their planning and that was this. They were unable to execute that plan. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. It was an impossible thing they had set up, but that was their plan. Lockdown did not work. It didn't save a single kid's life. Go out to Centennial. Again, this is part of their plan, and lockdown failed there also. It did not save one kid's life. It is very difficult to execute the lockdown in the middle of an act of killing. It's something that works very well in a drill, but if you look at these killings, it doesn't work well. And that's why if this is what schools are relying on, it is negligence, because it does not work and stop the killer. Now, Centennial isn't on everybody's first name thing because we didn't have a huge body count there. Even though the lockdown failed and even though lots of other stuff failed, the key to Centennial was they had an armed school resource officer. He was armed and he was in the building, and that's what is needed. He responded to the killing. The person went into the library. He killed one person, Claire Davis,
right,
17-year-old. We can talk about the victims. They're really important people. Those lives lost matter. We should be talking about and recognizing them. I won't mention the killer's name, something I learned from Dave Grossman. That's something they want is fame. I will not give a killer one thing he wants. I will not help him accomplish his goal.
I want to ask you a question about that while I have you here, because I've been looking at that. I want to ask you about that when we get back. My guest this hour is Jim Irvine from the Buckeye Firearms Association. We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. They have this lifetime warranty that not many people actually ever have to use because of the degree, the grade of Kydex they use. And the degree of workmanship that goes into it. And the fact that until he got promoted to senior vice president, Jesse Lockhart wouldn't let out anything into the open until it had been tested and beaten and dragged and everything else. And I'm sure that whoever took Jesse's place as the king of Kydex there, he probably goes by the same standard. Lifetime warranty, indestructibility, modularity, personified. Check him out. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Buckeye Firearms Association, and you can find them at buckeyefirearms.org, is Jim Irvine. We had just gotten off on something, and talking about mentioning the names of the shooters, and I'm not going to ask you this to be argumentative with you, Jim, okay?
Okay.
I think, you know, I just saw Obama. He's trying to pass a law, or did he executive action a law to where the press can no longer state the name of the shooter in one of these shooting incidents. Did you see that?
No, I actually haven't seen that.
Yeah, I think that happened just before the weekend. I don't know where that's gotten. I don't know how accurate that is. But the thing about when we don't know who the bad player is, doesn't that aid the media to demonize the inanimate object? Because they're going to name something. I remember when Colin Ferguson and the Long Island shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what Colin Ferguson looked like. I knew what his handgun looked like a lot. Because they kept showing pictures of his handgun and talking about what a destructive device of war, you know, and all this other nonsense and minutia. And, you know, I watched that, and, you know, that's when I decided. Well, that was prior to me being in the military, but I decided that would be the route I went when I joined the military, would be Second Amendment all the way. But are we opening ourselves up to sort of, I know why we don't want to do it, because the media does it a lot, and they run it 24/7 and all this other stuff, and it does, Well, we just, that guy, Harper-Mercer, he was out there, he read about Vester Flanagan and found out what a big guy he became after he did his little shooting in Roanoke, and that inspired him. So we see where that leads, but, I mean...
I don't think... Just mentioning their name is not really the problem. It's glorifying them. The killers at Columbine. Before we get into this, let me finish that we were talking about before the break. Because out in Centennial, it's important people know the librarian was the first name on his list to go kill.
Right.
So, and the librarian doesn't know this, doesn't have any idea what the plan is, but he does your idea. He gets out of the building. He takes his students in his care and gets them out of the building. And so when the killer goes in there to kill the librarian, he's not there. And responding as the resource officer, he can't even kill the first guy on his list. His plan is bust. Here comes somebody with another firearm. It's game over. The little coward kills himself.
Right.
That's how quick these can end. And now we don't know the names. We don't have a huge thing associated with it because they're doing the things you advocate and I advocate instead of just doing a lockdown. It's the difference between life and death, not just for a kid, but for dozens of children. So it's that important. For mentioning the names, I don't think it's horrible to mention the name. What's wrong is glorifying them. At Columbine, those two punks wanted to become famous. That's the big agenda there, become famous. Time magazine handed it to them. They put them on the cover. They put them in great big color pictures, and the little dead victims that don't matter are in tiny black and white pictures. We'll frame the killers with the dead bodies. How much more can we glorify them than that? Time magazine handed them exactly what they wanted. That motivates the Virginia Tech killer who wants to set a new high score. He's going to set a new record. He idolized them because they did such a good job at doing famous. Even does a video that NBC plays to help this guy become famous. We glorify that. The Sandy Hook killer idolized both of them. Only he doesn't want to just pass the 32 dead at Virginia Tech. He wants to beat the 70, I forget, I think it's 4, out in Norway, set a new world record.
Right.
The coward quit before that happened. But understand, the only reason he didn't succeed is just because he quit. We didn't stop anything. And we put their picture on in Chardon, Ohio, near Cleveland. We've got a little coward who did this. He escaped from prison about a year ago. In a day, he doesn't even make it 100 yards from the fence. He's a coward. He doesn't even want to escape. But what he wanted was people to talk about him. He got his face back in the paper again. He gets what he wants. And we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't give these guys the publicity that they seek so much. They want to be famous. They want to be remembered. They see their lives as insignificant. This is do something significant, and you'll be remembered as significant.
Right.
They choose to go this route. So we shouldn't help them in that. But I don't think it's wrong to mention their name or stuff like that. It's different in how you do it. And again, I don't think executive order, it kind of pains me that I'm almost on the same page as our president on anything.
Well, see, here's the thing about this. Now, they talk about the five steps that a spree shooter goes through and all this other stuff. And we have seen time and time again, I mean, with Santa Barbara, his parents sent the sheriff's department out there and they fumbled that ball because he was polite. And, yep. You know, how many of those can we afford to where they finally get the idea that, you know, somebody that is intent upon going out and in a blaze of glory is going to do everything they can to make sure that actually occurs, including being polite. And this kid, he got away. You know, that he could have been interrupted in the middle of the five stages.
Yeah, the Virginia Tech killer, too. I mean,
yeah.
His mom was concerned. They had gone to great lengths to protect and watch this kid. He talked to his mom the night before the killing, and he pulled the wool over her eyes. He doesn't say an unusual, I love you. He doesn't do anything to tip her off that something's coming, because he knows if he does, she's going to stop him from doing what he's going to do. If these kids can deceive their own mother, who knows them and knows the problems and is watching carefully for this, they can fool any of us. And we've got to understand the lengths and the planning that some of these people go to. even though that there's obviously something mentally wrong with them or they would never be doing these events, but they are able to get around all of these other protections and mechanisms to get to event day because they're that dedicated to doing this.
Yeah. I don't know. When I look at that kind of stuff, though, I just think I'm sometimes getting out there and looking at all of these things that leads up to this, I just wonder how much we really need to know it because really, truly, most of them never get interrupted on their way to their fifth point, which is the attack. And the only thing left then is something like the FASTER program where somebody interrupts their algebra lesson to blow the sad sack out of his socks as he comes down into what he thought was an undefended hall.
Yeah, I mean, our law enforcement stop a lot more than we're aware of. Those just don't make the news.
Right.
But what he thought was unprotected. I mean, everyone thinks armed protection in schools is controversial. I don't. No one thinks it's controversial that our president's protected. Oh, they've got crazy steps to protect his kids. And yet, even with all of that, they still put in armed protection right next to those kids because it's required. We get that. It doesn't make them more dangerous. It's safer. Our CEOs and Hollywood celebrities, they pay huge money for protection to have armed persons there because it makes them safe. And all the guy with the gold, they're well-trained. They're this and that. Really? Next time you go to the mall, stand around and watch for a while when the truck shows up.
Yeah.
An armored truck will show up, and it's protected by one or two armed individuals. And watch that show and tell me, are these the highly trained guys? People walk by them without blinking, even though we know they're carrying a gun.
Yep.
We protect a stinking truck of money because it's too valuable to lose. It's insured. It doesn't even matter. Yet we have.
Before we run out of time, let me give out your website one more time. Before we run out of time. You'll be back. Don't worry. I'm going to have BuckeyeFirearms.org. You can.
FasterSavesLives.org.
Yep. FasterSavesLives.org. Which Sean and I have talked about whether the FASTER program goes national, which I would be surprised if it doesn't, but that'll be a talk for another day. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I love doing this. Have a great day, great show, and God bless. Take care of you and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Thank you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.